Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Jen.
Our assignment from yesterday was do your daily practice. Take some time to make a recording that captures what you learned from working with this month's focus, content focus. Perhaps start a folder that allows easy access for review. All right. And let's see what our first caller has to say. First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself? Oh, hang on, that may have jumped. One sec. Try that again. First caller, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Jen. Hi, Sherry. Yes. This is Bev calling from Kentucky.
Hello, Bev.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Me too.
What I have learned, and it's just so, I don't know why I'm always surprised when everything falls into place so beautifully, but what I have learned through this whole workshop is that how important what I eat is. And then it just came today that it's food. I mean, it just makes such a difference. I mean, I have just come to that so clearly that I don't care how much I'm practicing, how much I'm, what else I'm doing in my practice tools. If I'm not taking care of my body and feeding it properly, it's so much harder to do everything else. I can do the other things, but when I'm taking care of the body and fueling it properly, it works so much better. Everything works better.
Yeah. Yeah, it does really well with good food, water, sleep, no stress.
And I've noticed even like I don't even have to eat a lot of something. As I really watch my body, it just tells me every day so beautifully, this is not working or this is working. And I've noticed that. Instead of saying, oh, I can't eat this or that bothers me, it's just like this little voice will say, I don't think you want to do that. You know what's going to happen. And I'll step back. And the times that I go ahead and do it anyway, the next morning I'm thinking, I just don't want to. It's just the body's just really does cue. It's everything you say is true. And I've really seen that in the last few months.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? Because we get to see the ego's part in all this, right? So there's that intuition, that still small voice when we go to eat that whatever it is or consider eating that whatever it is. And ego wants us just to run right over the top of that and then get a beating the next day because you knew better. You know that that's not good for you. You know you don't do well with that. And so
yes,
see
and
that
I need
whole
to,
process.
Yeah. And another thing I need to be aware of, because I do have this understanding and the knowledge of what takes care of my body, that it wants to make me think if I'm not perfect, why bother? You know, it's going to be a process. I'm not going to change a lifetime of habits. So I can see once I have that awareness, it wants to use it against me. Oh, well, you've got to
yes.
do it perfectly. You know, so it's just like I just try not to listen. I'm trying to listen to my body because it
yes.
really works. It really
well,
works.
And Bev, that's the deal, right? We want to listen to the body. We want to listen to presence, to intelligence, not to ego. And that's just an across the board, isn't it? Because as you're pointing out, it uses the same tactics to cause us to suffer, whatever the content is. Yeah,
yes,
and so
we
need to do our part, which is listen to life, listen to the body, listen to intelligence, regardless. So
and
we
just
need to be,
the practice works. Yeah, the more
yeah.
I practice, it's not been something I've set out to do. It's just it's there with me. It's like I'm listening to my body,
yes.
and it cues me. It's like it just does every time. So,
yes.
And then just to fall into place, and today I opened my mail and it's about food, and that's what I wanted to share. So anyway, it's also, it's also wonderful. So
it's the same thing, isn't it? The same process of realizing how guided we are, how cared for we are when we just tune in.
Yeah. And how we're going to be, you know, I'm getting, it's just really neat now that I'm seeing when I'm trying to be bamboozled. You know, I can see now, I'm like, nah, I don't think that, nah. You know, I see that so much more easily now. And that's just such a treat.
It is such a treat. Yes. All right.
Well, I thank you again. I look forward to see where this month's going to take us and listening to everybody's experiences. So God,
me too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bev.
Okay.
Thank
you. Go happy.
Go happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us, Bev. You know what I love about that, Sherry? Because I had so much the same experience this morning when I looked at that focus. Is the place how all each month's focus is informing all of the others. So Bev has that real, that's so funny that she was going to call in this morning to talk about what she's seen around play that has such a huge impact with food. And I'll bet you anything, I can't wait to hear from her later this month, she's going to see something she completely doesn't see right now and doesn't expect out of this month's focus. That will inform all of these other areas of our lives.
Right,
incredible.
Right. Well, it's, you know that old saw about layers of an onion? You know, people always compare awareness practice to peeling layers of an onion. And we can see how people got there, right?
Definitely.
Because that is exactly what it's like. This comes, and we see a completely whole, it's still the same onion. You know, it's not like now it's a grapefruit. But each time something gets removed, the view of everything expands. Yeah. And as people have noticed and said regularly, the fun of this year is doing the same process with all this different content.
Yeah.
Right? That is a unique experience.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really
is life, right? It is what's going on all the time. But we're just not present to it in this. Well, I mean, maybe everybody else is, but I haven't been present to it in this particular way.
Which is exactly what I got this morning when I saw that focus. I just had this little delight of, ooh, I'm going to see things that, you know, food. Okay, I've been eating food really my whole life, right? and doing awareness practice a pretty long time and paying attention to that. And I just know I'm going to see things I have never seen because of the support and the process we're doing.
Yes, exactly. And you have a unique opportunity that I have for a lot of my life, which is to have prepared for you some of the best food this planet has to offer, right? The healthiest, best food, right? And still, the world of food is something that you sense, I would guess rightly, that it's a mystery.
Yeah. Yeah, so fun. I'm sure I'm the only one, but it dropped in for me the other day. I mean, I would be so happy if on whatever it is, January, whatever, February, whatever, we just said, okay, let's start again and went through the exact same content. I would be so happy to do that.
Yeah.
It would be completely different. I know it would.
All right.
Well, let's see what our next caller has. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Steve in New York.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
What have you been looking at?
Well, as you mentioned a moment ago, how cared for we are when we just tune in, but I guess the last time we spoke, it was about that feeling of dread that seems persistent and how that's just becomes a signal to look to ego for what's going on. So I was just reviewing this recently.
The purveyor of that dread, right? the dread reminds us to look to the source of the dread.
Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's easily circular.
That's funny. I just didn't really look at where that message was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept taking its directions, I guess.
Well, we do, Steve. We do. That's the delight of awareness practice. And when we really get that, we can just relax because we are perfectly guided. And so we see things when we see them. And as we were talking about with the old onion, then a whole new pathway opens up in front of us.
Okay, rather than try to take all of that in right now, I will certainly listen to this again.
Thank goodness for recordings, huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
And yeah. So I just did want to put in a word for how wonderful recording and listening is when I put the message out there that I really want to listen, and then I listen back and hear that someone really wants to listen. That this is one of the best experiences I've in my life. So,
mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, people. I kid about my OCD tendencies, which are real. It's just that I have a relationship with them now that I enjoy. And so it serves me well because I can just be obsessive about something like recording and listening in a way that makes me really happy. And I'm glad for that because it is one of the best things that has ever come along. And so I'm just happy to nag about it around the clock. And you can join me in that, okay? Because you too realize what a astonishing, outstanding gift it is for ending suffering.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Welcome.
Thanks for joining us, Steve. And Sherry, just very briefly, I have to underline that amazing teaching you just said in that one line that your relationship, you still have those OCD tendencies, but you have a relationship with it such that you can, it was just not how I expected you to end the sentence, enjoy them.
Right. Appreciate
that's
them.
That's so perfect for play. It just really is. Yeah, not just tolerate them, not just be okay with it, but actually appreciate it and be able to use it in a way that works.
Yes, because nothing, as far as I can tell, nothing is ever in our life that is not for our benefit and enjoyment.
Wow. That's big.
It is. It is. Because oftentimes we have to stretch quite a bit to be able to take in all of the gifts.
Yes. Yep. And as Ashwini's always saying, the gifts are the very thing the conditioned system used to negate us, to torture us, so use against us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Jen, it's Jeff in North Carolina, back in North Carolina.
Well, hello, Jeff, after your sojourn in lovely sunny California.
That's right, yep, and up and down the West Coast after that, time at the monastery and then time with family.
All right.
Good
summer.
Yeah. Briefly before I say a little bit about play, although this is play too, I just remember you saying something recently about the reason to go on vacation, and I don't remember exactly what you said, to finish that sentence, but what I get is, my experience this time certainly is kind of a new perspective and reset and just kind of getting out of the trees and, having a wider view that lost in my, in quotes, everyday life, I might not always be aware of.
Yeah.
Incredibly transformational. Go to the monastery. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, the monastery, yes. And, we underline that because that's like nothing else in the world, right? There are no foreign countries as foreign as that foreign country, right? If you want to visit exotic places, that would be the one to go to. In terms of seeing what happens to me when I am in that environment, if we're interested in that sort of thing. And then, as you've indicated, you've been with your family, but you didn't, I'm guessing, go to the home where you grew up to be with, or go to the place you grew up to be with, right? So, the argument for being away from the familiar is that we get to see conditioning. So there you are with family, but you're not in family circumstances. So now this is new for everybody. And the old conditioning becomes really obvious when it tries to assert itself in new circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point.
So now when you get back home to your home, you can really watch it try to assert itself in these familiar circumstances where you're meant to go to sleep and just believe everything that it tells you inside your head.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But you're not going to do that.
Right. That's good. It's good. Yeah, because, I'm going to tie this into play too. And a lot of the stories are about the same old stories, as you're saying, about fear, really. What I need to be afraid of, how I need to be afraid that I don't have enough time to do all these different things and blah, 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 I'm not that great a teacher and how does this school year going to go and blah, blah, blah. And so what I've been practicing is playing in places that I would not have played before.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'm guessing that playing is a synonym for enjoying, right? It's not mindless frivolity as ego would have us define that, right?
No. To me, what I've experienced and what I've recorded about, in this assignment about, what have we learned this month, whatever, what have we seen? What I've seen is that I can go to play. When I remember, I can choose to go to the orientation of play. And the orientation of play, and what that is, another thing I've seen about it is that it's compassion. It's love.
Uh-huh.
It's joy.
Yes.
It's wisdom. It's don't know. It's excitement. It's being in the present. It's all the things that we might say about center. It's what I feel. What I feel like is it's this door. It's this doorway into center. That I can choose to go to, tearing up about it now. And it feels so accessible.
Well, Jeff, if I may, it's a doorway. And conditioning would have us believe that the door is closed, and so somehow you have to manage to get it open, right? But what you're realizing is the door is always open, and you're always standing in front of it. We just have to walk through it.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure this doorway is open, you know, by going to compassion, by going to gratitude, and I do go through those doorways as well. But this one seems like especially open to me. It just seems like, you know, I go through the doorway marked play, and I'll get all the other things as well.
Let me point out to you something for you to watch for, okay?
Yeah.
Now you okay. realize you go through any of those doors and you get them all.
Right. I know. I know. And that, right. And I believe that to be true. And in fact, well, not just believe that to be true. That's my experience. And mm-hmm. it sometimes seems like that compassion is not accessible. I'm sure it's not true. I'm sure I'm being fooled somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so far play has seemed just like, you know, when I remember, oh yeah, I can play with this. I can mm-hmm. go to an experience of not taking this so seriously and, you know, just be like, oh, open to who knows what, you know, and it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be any certain way. And mm-hmm. so anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what you want to do, of course, which I can only guess you have done since you are this familiar with it, is lots of recordings that you listen to all day long
mm.
about the doors mm. and what the doors are named and how to go through them and when I'm stuck in that way, when I can't, when it feels like mm. there's a problem or there's something wrong or I should be feeling fear now or whatever it is, this is what I remember. This is what I do. This is where I turn the attention. So that we don't have to figure out from being stuck how to get free. We just
yeah.
access the tool.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so exactly. you just stick those earbuds in and listen to that, and poof, you'll be through that doorway. Because that's all we have to do is train ourselves to reach for the tool. And that is much simpler than figuring out how do I get from this quicksand to flying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plug in those earbuds and you're airborne.
Mm-hmm. Push play.
All right, sir. Well, welcome home.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sherry.
Right.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Sherry, just briefly, that was such a good point. Wow, that we don't have to figure out how to get from being stuck to being free, we just have to train to reach for the tool.
Yes.
So important. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, you know, again, on the airplane, having trouble breathing, reach for the oxygen, right? It's
exactly. It's not your job to figure out, are we losing altitude?
Yes.
What's the problem here?
Yeah. What is the deal? And yeah. And now that thing that's there in front of me, is that actually going to,
that's so true. I mean, what if it doesn't? What if it's malfunctioning?
Yeah.
What if it won't
yeah.
bring me up?
What if I'm going to die? What if that's what's happening here? I'm going to die. Oh, my God, and I didn't sign the will. Oh, no, what's going to happen to the kids? Yeah. Everybody else is probably going to land with the plane.
Exactly.
But I'm not.
Yeah. My version of that is like, but I don't see how, I mean, if that bag's not inflating, how is it going to bring me oxygen? I don't guess how that's going to,
right.
Well, you could just put it on and find out.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Reach for the tool. That's all we have to learn.
Oh, we do. Reach for the tool. Mm-hmm. So good. All right. We have our next caller here. Next caller, you're now live on there, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Ladima from Indiana.
Well, hello, Ladima. What are you
saying? Hi, Sherry. Hi, Jen. Well, I was doing my summary recording.
Your wrap-up?
This morning. My wrap-up, mm-hmm. yeah. And in kind of feeding into that, I listened to the recordings I had made during my behavior change week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My behavior change was just to make a recording every day about how I can experience play at work. And in listening to those and in making my recording, what I saw was that I think the better recording, because every recording said basically came down to be present. And so the insight was to make a recording, the subtle shift, not how I can be present, but I am present. Make a recording.
Oh, that's very
from
good,
present.
Isn't it?
It was very subtle.
Because
I found
very subtle and life-changing, right? Not how do I get to presence, but I'm present. If I weren't present, I wouldn't be interested in making a recording about how to get to presence.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
So anyway, that was my insight.
Well,
and then,
go ahead. Well,
if you have something more to add about that, I was just going to say
I do, because I want to underline the process that you're pointing at. So in recording and listening, we're talking all the time, especially when people are new to recording and listening. Just make recordings about where you are. And what's beautiful, and what you're enjoying, and what you love, and what you appreciate. Just that will bring us to presence, right? Because you're present. It's a recording about being present, and that brings us to presence. And that's just to kind of tie that together for folks. That's basically what you did. You realized that you were inclined to make a recording about being present because you were present, so just make a recording about being present.
Yes, yeah. But I'm not sure when I made the original recordings if I was quite present when I started out.
But you were when you finished.
Yeah, and that's what I saw.
Yep. And again, that's that very convoluted thing I just went through. That was my point. So thank you for making it so succinctly, right? That I start out and I'm talking about what I'm seeing and what's around me and how beautiful it is and that sort of thing. When I start out, so I started that recording because intuitively I know where I want to be, which on a very subtle level is my proof that I'm already there, but I don't feel it. And I'm still vulnerable to, back to Steve and the dread, you know, I'm still vulnerable to the conditioning that says, yeah, but you're not really present. And then I look to conditioned mind, well, I'm not really sure I am. So, but I start making that recording. And in that process, guess what? I'm present.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a light switch, right? It's kind of a dimmer switch. Okay? The lights are on, but we don't know it. So just twisting that dimmer switch gets brighter and brighter and brighter. That's what we're doing with the recording.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was there more?
No, I think that's it. That's it.
Well, that's very fun. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And one other thing, Ladima, that I want to underline, because you've brought it into conscious awareness for everybody, and that is the piece about don't look to conditioned mind to find out where you are. It will tell you you're in the wrong place, right? So just use the tool and stay with it until there's an intuitive knowing that you are where you want to be. And the surest sign of that is, instead of feeling anxiety or concern or worry or any of those sorts of things, there's a sense of well-being, a peacefulness, a happiness, a gratitude. Right? And then we don't need to look and see anything about it. This is where we want to live.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you. And thanks, Jen. So thanks, everybody. All right. Thanks. Yeah. Will do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Ladima. And that brings us perfectly to the end of another fabulous show, Sherry. And the fun part about this focus is it starts on a Friday, so we have the whole weekend to begin exploring it.
Yeah.
And I don't know about anyone else. I mean, as you say, I'm in a little bit different situation, but I pretty much often for people, the weekends is a really good time to be looking at food and that sort of thing. So,
yes. Yeah. You mean that people are out of a regular routine, more out and about, maybe with friends, out.
And it tends to be that, at least from what I remember, and, you know, the few times when I have it, when I'm out of the routine, those are the times where, well, I mean, you know, just, you know. Anyway, the conversation is more.
You never eat two pieces of chocolate cake.
Right, exactly. But it's a Saturday. So. In my family, it was always, but it's the holidays, right? So the assignment for today is read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see where you suffer with this particular content. Jot that down. For example, perhaps you suffer because you don't always eat what is good for you. Record and listen.
Oh,
and we
what
will
a big weekend.
See everyone. Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Have fun. Go happy.
Yep. Talk to everyone
Thanks,
on Monday.
Jen.
Thanks, Sherry.
Bye-bye.